From Spark and Anvil and Saffron Lab, this is Steep. In Chapter 1 of the Saffron Lab cast, this drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In a small village beside the Spice Gardens, there lived a snail tween named Steep, who was never, ever in a hurry and made the most fragrant broths anyone had tasted. Steep was small and slow, with a spiral shell in soft amber tones and a calm, unhurried way about him. He wore a tiny apron with a pocket of dried herbs and whole spices, a cinnamon stick, a few peppercorns, a sprig of thyme. When he made a broth, Steep would drop his aromatics into a warm pot and then simply wait, letting them give up their flavor in their own time. Steep had a sentence he liked to say, slow as his own pace. Let it sit in warmth, and it gives up its flavor, Steep would say. Herbs, spices, and aromatics release their taste over time. You don't chase the flavor. You wait, and it comes to you. People sometimes wanted flavor right now and boiled things hard to hurry it. Steep would just shake his slow head and let his pot sit warm. When Steep was small, his grandfather had taught him over a pot of tea. His grandfather made a spice tea, and one day, young Steep, impatient, wanted it fast. So he turned the heat up high and boiled the spices hard, and the tea came out harsh and bitter and thin. Watch, his grandfather said. He started over, dropped the same spices into water kept just warm, not boiling. And then he waited. He sat. He hummed a little. And slowly, without any fuss, the water turned gold and fragrant, drawing the flavor gently out of the spices, sweet and deep and round. You cannot force flavor out, his grandfather said. You can only make it welcome to come. Warmth and time, that is the whole secret. Boil it hard and you bully it, and it turns bitter. Keep it warm and wait, and it gives itself to you freely. Steep felt a slow peace settle in his shell. The gentle truth that some good things only come when you stop chasing them and simply offer warmth and time. Steep made his slow way to Saffron Lab because a place that studied flavor ought to understand the patient art of drawing it out. The old cook who welcomed him set out a pot of plain warm water and a handful of aromatics. Make me something fragrant, she said, and do not boil it to death. Steep dropped the herbs and spices into the warm water, and instead of turning up the heat, simply waited, letting the pot sit gently warm. Slowly, the water grew golden and richly fragrant, the flavor drawn out whole and sweet. The old cook breathed in the steam and smiled. You waited. Most cooks boil aromatics hard and wonder why they turn bitter. You let them give their flavor freely. That is the older, wiser way. In his kitchen, Steep made two broths. One he boiled hard and fast. It came out harsh and thin. The other he let sit warm and patient. It came out golden, deep, and fragrant. Same herbs, said Steep. Same spices. The only difference was how I treated them. I bullied the first. I waited for the second. He showed his students how to bruise a herb to help it along, how to keep a liquid just warm rather than raging, and how to simply let time do the work. This is called steeping or infusing, he said. You are not chasing the flavor. You are making a warm, quiet place and letting the flavor come to you. Then he gave them the deeper lesson. And it is true of more than broth. Warmth and patience draw out the best in almost anything. Rush it, force it, and you get bitterness. Offer it warmth and unhurried time, and it opens on its own. He said it slowly, warmly. The best flavors are not taken. They are given, and they are given to whoever is patient and warm enough to wait for them. Let it sit in warmth, and it gives up its flavor. You don't chase it. You wait, and it comes to you. And when Steep said it,
breathing in the golden steam of his unhurried broth, his whole slow self filled with a deep, peaceful contentment, the gentle happiness of knowing that the sweetest things cannot be forced, and that offering warmth and patience is not doing nothing at all, but is in fact the truest way to draw out the best in the world.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to STEEP. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.